You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, the Sunscreen Product Safety Bill was passed, which requires manufacturers to meet SPF ratings or face fines up to $600,000. This bill is from Bave Plenty MP and former national leader Todd Muller. I spoke to him this morning about the bill, as well as further measures we could take in New Zealand for sun protection. How do you think sunscreen manufacturers will respond to the regulations?
Obviously when we were putting this bill through, or I was putting this bill through Select Committee, a few of them turned up and gave their feedback on the bill. And most of them tended to be supportive because they held the view that their product met the standard and this would be challenging for, in their view, the small numbers that don't. So if you take that at face value, I think, you know, the manufacturers see this as important because, you know, having consumer trust in their product is pretty important for their brand, frankly. So I think, yeah, by and large, they'll welcome it. But, you know, frankly, they should, because if they say it's SPS 50, then it should be.
Hmm. And do you think there is still some work to be done to prevent skin cancer in New Zealand?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's one of those things, eh, that it's sort of a little bit like wearing a seatbelt in a car. You know, when I was a young fella, which, you know, now is a few years ago, you know, we didn't wear seatbelts in the back of the car. You know, the baby seats were, you know, appalling when you look at them. And then over 30, 40 years, education, you know, people sort of realise that actually if you wear a seatbelt and something, you have a, you know, if you crash, you're going to save your life. And so sort of people's behaviour changes. I think a little bit to the same with drink driving, right? And I think some, you know, New Zealanders' reaction and appreciation of the damage that too much sun, or particularly without sunscreen, can cause you. And I sort of see the same thing happening. You know, you probably can answer that better than I can, you know. Are you aware of the importance of putting sunscreen on when you go to the Mount Beach? I suspect the answer is yes, right? When I was a young fella, the answer was no. So yeah, I'm pretty positive that, you know, people will change and continue to change, and that's why I fought hard for this, because you got to make sure that if people are going to reach out for sunscreen, that if it says it's SPF 50, then it's going to do the job.
Mm. And I'm sure you must know, but New Zealanders pay almost double for the same product that's sold in Australia for sunblock. Do you think the price is a barrier for some people?
Well, undoubtedly it will be for some people. What I have noticed, and you know, that criticism, if you like, around the price points between New Zealand and Australia, I think, is across quite a lot. We seem to be a high cost, high inflation kind of country at the moment. And so I think it's more than just sunscreen that comparison doesn't work in our favour. On the positive, you know, if you're out on the beach, again, you might have seen this, you know, often there are, you know, people are walking around now with, you know, free sunscreen. You know, if you're out in events, admittedly that's a cost anyway to go to the cricket or something like that. You know, I noticed when I watched the cricket this last summer, that people walking around with, you know, free sunblock for people. So, you know, I think that sort of goes some way. But you're right, it should be, you know, it should be certainly as less expensive than it currently is.
Do you think GST should be removed, for example?
No, I don't. I think that ends up being a false argument, right? Because you then start saying, well, GST should come off fruit and then maybe off vegetables and then maybe off, period products and then maybe sunscreen. And suddenly you got the list as long as your arm, and it becomes a very, very difficult scheme to administer. You know, the fact is that, you know, now for 30 years we've had GST in this country, and it's on everything, and because it's on everything makes it a very, very efficient tax to manage. I think the greater issue is why is it that New Zealand sunscreens are that more expensive? Why is so much more things in New Zealand expensive relative to Australia? But, you know, that'll take us down to a, you know, acutely political conversation, which I suspect you don't want.
No. I mean, what do you think the government could do to make some of those products more affordable or, I guess, more competitive with the Australian market?
Yeah, well, part of, you know, the Commerce Commission role is to ensure that there isn't any, price gouging, that there's suitable competition because, you know, if there is competition, then normally, you know, the price settles to what the market's willing to pay. And, but that said, because we are a small market and often, you know, we can have different brands out in the, you know, across a whole lot of consumer products. But if you look behind those brands, there are perhaps less competition between the parent companies, if you know what I mean. And so, you know, you just got to be wary of that. But, you know, I'm from the National Party, which means that, you know, we support the market actually working as opposed to the government always being the first point of call to fix things, right? You know, and these guys have a view that, you know, if there's a problem, then it's the government's job to come in and fix it with more regulation. My view is that ends up being very inefficient and costing more in the long run. You know, we've got to look at the fact we're 5 million people. You know, that's a small city in the global context. We do have, a wide array of sunscreens on the market. They are quite expensive, but it appears that the competition is working. My issue is that above all else, those products need to be true to their label and true to what they say they are. Because, you know, if you're going to spend some money for a decent SPF 50 sunscreen, then you expect it to be SPF 50, not SPF 30. And that's been what I've been absolutely focused on over the last 6 months, and bloody awesome to get everyone's support and pass something in Parliament from the opposition, which doesn't often happen.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.